and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Indovind Energy Limited Q3 and 9 months FY26 results call hosted by Kiran Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sakhi Panjiyara from Kiran Advisors Private Limited. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
On behalf of Kiran Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Indovind Energy Limited. From management team, we have Mr. Bala Venkat Kutty, promoter. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Bala Venkat Kutty. Over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. On behalf of Indovind Energy, and as a promoter, I extend a warm welcome to all investors, analysts and participants attending this call. We truly appreciate your time and continued support. Q3 and 9 months FY26 have been focused on strengthening our operating platform while laying the foundation for the next phase of growth at Indovind. During this period, we took meaningful steps on both the operational and financial fronts to support sustainable expansion. On the operational side, the company got Karnataka government approval for setting up a 4-megawatt solar project. In addition, we successfully completed a rights issue during the period, raising 49.42 crore, which has strengthened the balance sheet and enhanced financial flexibility. Building on this development, the board approved key strategic and financial measures to strengthen the company's capital framework and support long-term growth, subject to necessary shareholder and regulatory approvals. These include an increase in authorized share capital from current 175 crore to 275 crore, a change in the pattern of utilizing the rights issue proceeds through subsidiary for increasing the returns, approval for an overseas fundraise of up to 70 million for bond issue, including exchanging some of the current pending resolution bond, and an increase in borrowing powers to 1,500 crore to provide additional financial headroom for growth. The board has already proposed selective investments to strengthen the operating structure, including a proposal to invest up to 10 lakh in Nova Power Private Limited to make it a subsidiary, through which we plan to implement the 4-megawatt solar project by involving the customer for a long-term PPA tie-up. To invest rupees 10 lakh to incorporate a new subsidiary for O&M services, to invest up to 20% equity in Everon Power, which has about 19 megawatt operating renewable energy assets and project EPC capabilities amounting up to rupees 57 crore. To make it an associate company, which will help us to capture their turnover as well as the profits for the consolidation. In the consolidated results for the future growth. Together, these proposals reflect a measured and disciplined approach as the company prepares for its next phase of growth. Now, let me just walk you through our financial performance. For Q3 of 2026, our consolidated revenue stood at 6.19 crore compared to 5.89 crore in Q3 of 2025, reflecting growth of about 5%. The company has returned to profit by reporting a PAT of 0.35 crore during the quarter under review as compared to a loss in Q3 of 2025, highlighting the improvement in overall profitability during the quarter and also thanks to the good monsoon this year, windy season. For the 9 months ended FY26, consolidated revenue increased to rupees 35.49 crore, registering a 21.61% year-on-year growth. EBITDA grew by 29.39% to rupees 16.98 crore compared to 13.13 crore in 9 months FY25. with EBITDA margins improving to 47.86% from 44.98%. Net profit for 9 months FY 2026 stood at 7.5 crore, reflecting a 24.32% year-on-year growth, while net profit margin improved to 21.17%. These improvements were supported by improved operating performance and disciplined cost management. Looking ahead, we believe IndoWind is well positioned to pursue steady and sustainable growth. The operating environment for renewable energy continues to remain supportive, and we are encouraged by the long-term demand for clean and reliable power. With our deep operating experience, strong O&M capabilities, and continued focus on asset performance, we are confident of maintaining momentum in the coming quarters. Our priorities remain centered on disciplined execution, prudent capital allocation, and long-term value creation. As we move forward with our planned investments and evaluate growth opportunities across wind, solar, and allied segments, we aim to strengthen our operating platform further and improve overall profitability. I would like to thank our shareholders, customers, lenders, and our employees for their continued trust and support. We look forward to updating you on our progress in the periods ahead. Thank you once again for joining us today, and we will now be happy to take your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. The first question is from the line of Sakshi Jain from Blue Peak Health Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Sakshi Jain, please.
Sir, given the seasonality in wind generation, how should investors assess the sustainability of profitability going forward?
Okay. As you all know, the wind has here in India two seasons, southwest and northeast. We almost have about 9 months of wind, basically, now. From May to October is the first season. Southwest is the stronger one. And December, January, we have northeast season. But over the period now, the different kinds of machines, there are low wind also producing machines have come with the high capacities. So now the profitability typically for a wind company should be seen on a yearly basis. When you see quarterly basis, it may look a little different on Q1, each quarter. But overall, for the year, it will give a full picture for the year. But still, we are now in IndoWind. We are making properly because we are now in the industry for 30+ years. We make some provision like depreciation in accordance with the production. Instead of going by pure calendar year, we go by, you can see from our Q1, Q2 results, we would have provided almost 80% of the depreciation for the year in the first two quarters itself. So it will bring some kind of uniformity in the profitabilities that we see. Second, now we are adding solar only for this. So that solar works in a daytime, it is work on a, it balances the profitability for all the quarters. So this is, hope this explains the question, answer for you.
Okay. So, sir, what specific actions are being taken to reduce quarterly volatility and improve earnings consistency?
One we have now done, as I said, one is on accounting where we provide maximum depreciation in the Q1, Q2. So that Q3, Q4, what we will see is only the revenue and whatever variable and the fixed expenses, not the depreciation, etc. So it will use one-way balance. And two, we keep the now the solar, whatever we are adding, we are trying to bring them to bring it and stability for the Q3, Q4 also to have the continuous thing. The turnover may come down in Q3, but the profitability we are trying to maintain in future.
Thank you, sir. That's all from my
thank
end. Thank you.
And we are also planning something more new area like a capacitor, you know, the battery storages, which will help us to store some energy and then keep doing it. We are looking at way forward for a power trading options where, you know, we can get the powers by from market also and then keep them and sell it so that our revenues also continuously grow. That's okay, in future. Okay. So, but at the moment, wind and solar, we are this year is, you know, under planning.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahesh from BYT Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi, good afternoon. Yes, please.
Good afternoon. I wanted to know, like, were there any specific wind sites or assets that outperformed during this Q3? And, like, what drove that performance?
Okay, Q3, one site in our Palavanahalli in Karnataka, in fact, it has given, in this northeast wind, it has given a better production comparing to generally. But this effect of this quarter results is a combination because last year we acquired some assets like few wind farms, operating assets, etc. So their result also is now showing in the current Q3 as well as the overall 9 months. And this year, the wind also has been, season is better than last year. So all this together is given us a better way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And like how much of the recent improvement should be attributed to better wind conditions, like versus internal operational efficiency?
So this year, I think almost like about 10 to 15%. Totally, we are still having 2 more months to go. So it may balance out to be around 10-12%.
Okay, fine. For now, I'll join back to you. If I have any more, I'll come back. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vidhi Purohit from Phoenix Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Vidhi. Yes.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
Ma'am, there's some disturbance on your audio. Vidhi? There's some disturbance on your audio. Vidhi, can you hear us?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, despite higher revenue in Q3, margins came in weaker. So, could you help us understand which cost line items like O&M, grid losses, interest, or any of like held back margin expansion? Should we expect these pressures to ease in FY26?
In this Q3, there is now, since we are selling power to all the private customers, we have to pay the electricity board fixed charges based on the capacity every month. So that is my major expenses today. When the wind is lean season, the top line is less, but still we have to pay the per megawatt, the cost charged by the EVs. So that is the only item. Otherwise, the salaries, everything is uniform. They are all covered. So now we are very well breaking even, even that on operating cash level, even covering the DB expenses. The marginal increase in the profit will start once we have the higher generation now. So this is the impact what you see. But overall, if you see it comparing to last year, I think we had a PAT of only around, I think, 3.5 crore. But this year we are way ahead because of the acquisitions and whatever we have been, you know, cleared the loan. So the interest cost has come down. So they are all combined effectively. So we'll be definitely much better than this. We probably will be in a position to declare dividend also very soon.
Okay. So after the 49.42 crore rights issue and the 5.1 megawatt acquisition, what kind of annual PLF is required for the company to remain PAT positive?
Whatever we are now achieving is PAT positive. Now we are only trying more this, you know, the acquisition, the investment, all the thing is to add other kind of revenue. For example, we want to do a Nova Power as a subsidiary for the expanding 4 megawatt solar in Karnataka, only to bring an long-term customer into the structure. Because as per the government guideline, we need to give them a 26% equity. And we got a better realization. So that will also help to improve the profitability and EPS. Similarly, we are looking at Y&M subsidiary. Now, Y&M subsidiary, if we also, because there is a huge capacity already running in the country, we are thinking we'll add also more people and then start probably offer the services to other owners also. Then we are planning for a solar park expansion, not only for the solar farm. We are looking at options to put up a higher solar park. So these are all going to basically looking, you know, we are looking at the marginal profit additions only to improve the EPS.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vinod Shah from VS Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yes, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
I just have like a couple of questions. So like our Q3 performance appears softer compared to the strong 9-month numbers. So is this like largely seasonal or were there any like one-off items in Q3?
Pardon me, I didn't get properly the question.
Yes, sir. Like, can you like compare the Q3 number with the number in overall? So this like large, like softer quarter. So is it like seasonal or like one of item was there in Q3?
No, it is purely because of the season, right? The main wind season is over in the October 15th, it was there. Then November was the lean season. And December 15th, around that, the main season, again, a northeast season started. So it will be, it is purely because of the lean season.
Okay. And sir, our like EBITDA margins were under some pressure in Q3. So like, is this like going forward, how will this evolve?
It is not under pressure, I would say, EBITDA margin. It is the nature, like we are, that's what I explained in the previous question. The EBITDA operating profit level, we are very much making money. It is covering the cost. And there is a fixed charges of by EB. They charge on a monthly basis rather than on the production basis. So we are advocating, telling the government also you can do, but then they are going by the calendar month. So you will see a little bit of higher you know, expenses with respect to transmission and distribution costs. Otherwise, the company is very much into, you know, operating profit level now.
Okay, sir. If I have more questions, I will join back the queue. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ishita Nagesh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, you're audible. Please go ahead.
I just wanted to know we have recently announced that we have acquired a 5.1 megawatt operational buying project. So what is the status of that project? And
okay, we have signed an agreement to buy 5.1 megawatt, as well as we are going for a 5.1 megawatt solar expansion. So now we are, as he explained, probably we will complete the solar project first. The acquisition, we want to keep it maybe in the Q1, because we are acquiring a 20% stake in the company, in Evaron, which is more profitable for us going forward. So we are keeping it for the next quarter, because we have to fund it through the internal accruals. But they are all happening. For the next year profitability, you will see the improvements due to all this.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ganga Storani, an advisor. Please go ahead. Ganga, sir, you may speak now. Due to no response, we move to the next participant. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Sirt from Oakland Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So, good afternoon, sir. So, my question is, sir, how does the current O&M strategy help improve turbine availability, efficiency, and cost control?
Okay. From the beginning, we build our own O&M team. So basically, we are able to control and at least about 15% savings in which otherwise, if we are outsourced the O&M. The only company, Sujalan project, the 18 megawatt in Karnataka, we are giving it to them. So this is giving us more confidence that we ourselves can handle any kind of machine, because we have a O&M team. If anyone is not able to, it cannot work, this kind of threatening or something will not be possible. We have our own people. So we can run any machine now in the world. So that is a strength, which helps us. Plus, apart from the cost saving. And also, we can, same size, we can add more, same team size, we can add little more, or we can also now look forward, providing the services to small people who have one or two machines also, we can maintain them. So this is working on a cost effective as well as more confidence of handling any kind of machines.
Okay, and sir, the last question I have is just if you could just let me know, what are the top operational priorities management is focusing on over the next 2-3 quarters?
Okay, one is we want to complete this solar project what we have started now. That is our priority. Number two is we are evaluating. We engage some companies like Equal to visit all our land banks and the wind machines and give us more suggestions for what we can do to utilize them much better than what we are today. For example, all know that data centers are coming in a big way in the country. So we are evaluating if we can provide this small land bank with assured power supply for a 24/7 power supply, because we have our own winds working, solar farm working. We could even add some power battery storages depending on the need. So this is something we are evaluating seriously. And for more particular to your question, because you are talking next 3 or 4 quarters, one is always to have the PLF of the best efficiency and machine availability. 2, complete this expansion project. 3, the Tamil Nadu government has now announced repowering, refurbishing and solar hybrid policy rules guidelines. So we are looking at wherever we have a less, you know, the capacity utilization for a capacity allocated to us by the EB. We are trying to add a solar hybrid project. We are discussing with the authorities for getting the modalities on how to do, go about. So these are the priorities for next 3 quarters, so that our first goal is how soon we reach the EPS beyond 1. So we are at 0.5, 0.6 level EPS now. So we want shareholders to really see that full value, and more than the EPS will be better than the, you know, what the bank FD rate, etc.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much, sir. I'll join back with you. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gandharv Surani, an advisor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions with me. I'll just start with the first one.
Sir, sorry to interrupt. There is some disturbance on your end.
I'm audible now?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah, you're audible, please.
My first, what exact cost the proposed sub?
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. There's still a disturbance on your end. Can you please use the handset?
Okay. Am I audible now? Is
yes,
it okay?
Sir.
Yeah, it's better. Yes.
It's better. Okay. Yes, sir.
So I'm asking, like, what exact commercial activity will the proposed subsidiary undertake that cannot be done within Indovin itself, like when it's expected to break even?
Okay. Indovin has already got an approval for this solar project. Now, if we do Indovin name, we have to sell the power to the under a third party mechanism or the government. But the realization is very, you know, only whatever is fixed by the government around 340 level. Whereas if you go through this SPV structure, it's a small capital company. We will ask a corporate or a hospital or a commercial client, like what we are doing in Tamil Nadu now, in Karnataka, so that we will be able to realize a higher realization, at least 15-20% more than what we get. Purely, it is a one subsidiary, so the entire top line income, everything is going to be reflected in the consolidated results of Indovin. So as such, it is only for improving the revenue and the profits.
Okay, so when are we expected to break even?
Which one? This we are already breaking even. Now the solar project, expanding project is, again it will break even from the day one, because it is a, the operating costs are very less in the industry.
Uh-huh.
So we are very much above break even now.
Okay. And also, will any capital raise to be deployed in the subsidiary or the associate with, like, before the return from the core wind asset?
Like
right. And what is the maximum capital
exposure? No, I didn't. There was some disturbance. The subsidiary only for the 4 MW project what we do right now. Mm-hmm. And after completing, we will see if that customers want more power, then we'll keep adding. But the entire thing is to be funded by Indovind only, from internal accruals, as well as these rights issue proceeds.
So, what is the maximum capital exposure we are willing to take?
Capital exposure to the subsidiary?
Yeah, like before the
returns
from the core activities.
Your voice is getting corroborated.
I'm saying before you to use the handset.
Before the return of the core activities, stabilization.
It is a core activity. Before the core activity, even the project is very much stabilized. Now what happened, this expansion project, it can take 4 to 6 months for implementing. So that entire thing will, when it starts earning, from the day one, it is stabilization only. It's a solar industry is now proven. the panels or whatever we are ordering, they are all already warranty guarantees are available. So we will know once it is completed. From the day one, we will know what is it producing. So we'll update you at that time.
Got it. Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Mahesh from BYT Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mahesh.
Yeah. Thank you for follow-up opportunity. So, I wanted to know what is the remaining useful life of your core wind asset, and how much CapEx will be required over next 3 to 5 years to keep them operating at current PLFs?
Okay. As I just explained, we have appointed a separate team and IPCOT as an agency to also analyze all these aspects. Basically, about 50-60% of the machines are now 20 years plus completed, and the bigger machines are around 14-15 years. So we have a comfortable residual life. These machines, theoretically, they were telling you to work for 25 years, but now we could see they can work for 50 plus years also once you maintain them properly. The only thing is cost of economies we have to analyze because of the inflation and the production. When there are higher technology, better efficient machines are coming. So we have a land and infrastructure. So we will evaluate economically whether we can do the repowering or refurbishing based on each machine's when some trouble comes. But as a policy level, as you asked broadly macro level, these machines can work for 50 years plus. So we want to improve them maybe every year or once in 3 years by providing additional, repowering CapEx. Could be like we have about now 658 MW. We are becoming 60 MW. Hoping to expand further. So on an average, maybe we can assume. Sorry, on an average, maybe we will be providing around 5 crores CapEx once in 2 years.
Okay. Got it.
Because they are all stable parts, the tower, the infrastructure is there. The only moving parts are generator, gearbox, sometimes the blade. So whatever you have seen in the last 5-6 year annual reports, they are kind of written off only in 3 years, whatever you have done, the repowering or anything we do. That gets repaid in 1 year, 1.5 year time itself from that machine. So when a machine, assuming it, we extend the life, anything happens, the gearbox, when it can work for another 7 years, 10 years, we are just buying it a new one, which comes back in one season itself, main season, 1 year.
Okay, got it. And are any of your PPAs up for renegotiation or expiry in next few years? What would
Okay.
be
The,
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah, now there is always a market, the customers, since there is more and more capacities are coming up in the country with the government, whatever push given to this renewable industry. So many people are having surplus money. They are also creating capacities. So there, yes, the customers, so every year, they also come back to us asking for something better. So we look at the government, but on the contrary, the government keeps increasing the power prices. So it will be, we periodically negotiate, but we always offer the customer the choice first, what he wants. We'll try to accommodate and keep them. In 20 years, the customers are with us. We are only giving it to their requirements. So we don't see something like we don't have a customer situation because we have more than 50 customers off and off coming and giving power. But yes, they keep negotiating and periodically on price front.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Pankaj.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Riya Shah from Orient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, yes, Riya.
Hi. So the rights issue received strong participation. What does this signal to management about investor confidence?
Pardon me, the rights issue proceeds, you are asking what do we want to do with it?
We have received a strong participation. So what does this mean to management about investor confidence?
Yes, we are in fact very happy and thankful to the investors. We are feeling very confident because on our own, we have some risk-taking capacity. Now this participation oversubscription has given us kind of more strength, I would say. And after this, many bankers, many people are asking us, wanting to provide more facilities. So that way, we are kind of more confident, thankful to them, as well as now it is going to help us, you know, to achieve the goals in a much aggressive way, growth also in a bigger way.
Thank you. Also, if you had to summarize, what would you say are management's top three priorities for IndoWind in FY26?
In the next?
For FY26. Management's top three priorities.
As there was a previous question like this, number one is to maintain whatever our existing assets in the best way and efficiently. Keep them operating and producing. And second is, of course, the customers, we have to keep them also happy and continuing. And third one is the expansion project, what we are doing in 4 MW, we want to complete, focus on that so that it is going to add us a sizable revenue and the earning improvements for the shareholders. And over and above that, we are looking at few acquisitions with our operating assets because our goal is first to cross the profitability and the EPS growth. So we are looking at inorganic acquisitions, a few of them in the next year. And organic way, we are looking at a bigger project like a solar park to set up a 100 megawatt solar park. But that is subject to certain things what we have initiated now.
Okay. Currently, that's all from my side. I'll wait back in the
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sakhi Panjiyara for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of IndoWind Energy Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write to us at research@redkittenadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone. Good day. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you so much, all of you. Good day.
On behalf
I can leave now, Sakshi. Sorry.
On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.